This is the Island Messenger, a look at personal messages, the weather, and community announcements.
Good afternoon and welcome to Wednesday. It is the third day of August, the year 2022. The sun rose today at 6:08. It will set again at 10:21. That will give us 16 hours and 12 minutes of glorious daylight, a loss of 4 minutes and 20 seconds compared to yesterday. Our record low for this date was 42, set in 1928, and our record high was 76, set in 2004, currently unofficially 75 degrees right now here at the station, outside. Looking at our local tides, we have a low tide coming up here on the east side at 6:34 this afternoon. That will be a 7.8-foot tide, followed by there's a low tide that just happened at 12:05 p.m. here on the east side of 6/10. Our next high tide will be at 6:34 p.m. of 7.8 feet, and a low tide after that will be after midnight at 12:46 a.m. of 1.6 feet. Our high tide for tomorrow morning here on the east side will be at 6:42 a.m. and be 6.4 feet. Over on the west side, you have a low tide coming up in just about 10 minutes, 12:33 this afternoon. That will be a 1-foot tide in Larson Bay. Your next high tide will be at 7:01 this evening. That will be a 13-foot tide. And your low tide for tonight will be at 11:17 p.m., a 2.3-foot tide. Your high tide for tomorrow morning in Larson Bay will happen at 7:16 a.m. and be 10.9 feet. Let's see what the Alaska Department of Fish and Game has to tell us.
Hello, this is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Kodiak with Kodiak Commercial Salmon Fishery Advisory Announcement Number 20, date issued August 1st at 10 a.m. There will be an 81-hour commercial salmon fishing period from noon Tuesday, August 2nd, until 9 p.m. Friday, August 5th, in the following areas. In the Cape Alatak, Alatak Bay, Mosier Bay, and Olga Bay sections of the Alatak District, the Northwest Kodiak District, except for the Anton Larson Bay, Sheratin Bay, Kajuyak Bay, and Spearden Bay sections will remain closed, and the southwest Afognak section of the Afognak District. There will be a 57-hour commercial salmon fishing period from noon Tuesday, August 2nd, until 9 p.m. Thursday, August 4th, in the following areas. In the outer Karluk and Sturgeon sections of the southwest Kodiak District, the east side Kodiak District, except for the inner Ugak Bay and outer Ugak Bay sections, will remain closed. The mainland district and the Duck Bay, northwest Afognak, Paranosa Bay, northeast Afognak, southeast Afognak and Raspberry Strait sections of the Afognak District and the Humpy Deadman section of the Alatak District. The following areas will close to commercial salmon fishing at 9 p.m. Thursday, August 4th. The Izuit Bay, Inner Katoy Bay, and Outer Katoy Bay sections of the Afognak District. Closed waters are reduced until 9 p.m. Thursday, August 4th. In Katoy Bay, to the fishing game markers located at Little Katoy and Big Katoy Bays near stream numbers 252, 323, and 252, 324. Cost recovery fisheries are scheduled to begin in Katoy Bay Special Harvest Area on August 5th, and fishing opportunities in the Duck Bay, Izuit Bay, Inner Katoy Bay, and Outer Katoy Bay sections will depend on the ability of the Regional Aquaculture Association to meet cost recovery needs, and all cost recovery information may be obtained by calling 486-6559. As previously announced, the Spearden Bay Special Harvest Area remains open until further notice, and fishermen are reminded that until further notice, in that portion of the northwest and southwest Kodiak districts, south of a latitude of Cape Kuliak, king salmon 28 inches or greater in length may not be retained by purseine gear in the commercial fishery and must be returned to the water unharmed. Other closed waters are shown in the Kodiak Area Salmon Statistical Chart and detailed in Commercial Salmon Fishing Regulations, and statistical charts, harvest strategies, and commercial salmon fishing regulations are available at the Kodiak Fishing Game Office, and of course, the most recent salmon fishery information may be obtained by calling the department's 24-hour record-a-phone at 486-4559. Thank you very much. Good luck fishing. And this is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
And taking a quick look at the Kodiak weir counts as of yesterday. In the Chignik River, they saw 7,264 sockeye. They're all late-run sockeye now. For the total of 676,165 sockeye counted so far in the Chignik River. That's the highest count since 2015, when they saw 709,000. In the Karluk, they saw only 34 sockeye coming up yesterday. They have a total of 193,158 sockeye so far this year. In Litnik, they saw 19 yesterday. Their total for the year is 28,289. However, in Salterby Creek yesterday, 822 sockeye were counted going up the river. The total for Saltery right now, 22,814 total sockeye. The city of Kodiak continues with its pavement preservation project, and right now they're working on roads between Powell Avenue between Razanoff and Mill Bay. So right there next to the school, this work area will be closed for about a week. It started yesterday, and please use alternate routes. The Kodiak Amateur Radio Emergency Services Group is to be offering amateur radio licensing exams tonight. That is happening at 7 p.m. at the Bayside Volunteer Fire Department Training Room. You need to pre-register for this, so for more information and to pre-register, contact John Kimmel at 907-942-0741. This testing is free of charge. Meetings coming up in the Kodiak Island Borough include the Assembly's regular meeting. That is happening tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. in the Assembly Chambers. They will be discussing a number of issues, including a change order with Brecken Construction for the landfill stage 3 closure project, a resolution redirecting previously authorized American Rescue Plan funds for the benefit of residents of the borough, and in executive session they will be discussing, among other things, selection of a proposer for the Kodiak Island Borough Employee Compensation Study. Kodiak 4-H hopes that you'll be able to come out on Saturday at 1:30 p.m. to the Kodiak Baptist Missions Arena for their third annual Kodiak 4-H Dog Show. This event is free to the public. Come after the farmers market and help show your support for their 4-H members who have been working hard in the last few months to build relationships with and training their dogs for the Kodiak 4-H Dog Project. For more information, call them up at 907-486-1503. You can also look for Kodiak 4-H on Facebook. Also, very exciting, this weekend, the Kodiak Kiwanis Kids Pink Salmon Derby is going on. That's happening Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that's for kids ages 3 through 15. Participants can enter one of the 2 days. Registration is free, but it is required. Sign in at the picnic area at the mouth of the Buskin River. Hot dogs will be there for your enjoyment, too. Remember, there is a $5 charge by state parks for parking unless you already have the state park sticker in your window. The St. Paul Boat Harbor ramp on West Marine Way will be closed beginning Monday. That's next Monday, August 8th, through Friday, August 26th, to repair that boat ramp. Please use alternate parking and drive safely around that area. If you have any questions, contact the engineering department at 907-486-8065. Have you heard about the asphalt art project happening in downtown Kodiak? Would you like to help paint this artwork and leave your mark on Kodiak? And do you have some free time next week between August 8th and 11th? If so, the Kodiak Asphalt Art Initiative is looking for volunteers to help install the new artwork created by local artists Marina Thomas and Bonnie Dillard. That'll be happening in the parking lot at Pier 1 between August 8th and August 11th. For more information and to sign up, call the Kodiak History Museum at 486-5920. And the Kodiak Community Foundation is pleased to present an introductory workshop for those seeking a variety of local, statewide, and national grants. This workshop will be held between 10 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. at the Kodiak Public Library on August 13th.
Listen for the Island Messenger here on Public Radio KMXT 3 times a day. Monday through Friday at 9 a.m., during the Midday Report at 12:20, and in the evening at 7 o'clock. If you have a community announcement or personal message, including lost and found items or pets, you can call KMXT at 486-3181, fax us at 486-2733, or email psa@kmxt.org.